News time. That means we check back in with Nathan Cones for our latest update.
Thank you very much, John, and good morning, everyone. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst invites constituents to join her later this week for a town hall meeting in Sac County. Ernst will be available to the public at the Wallach Shelter House at 310 Stewart Street beginning at 7:30 a.m. That'll be Wednesday morning, April 24th. According to Ernst, these interactions with Iowans allow her to stay in touch with constituents and hear directly about the issues most important to them. Ernst was also planning a town hall meeting in Pocahontas County tomorrow morning at the Rialto Theater in Pocahontas, but that event has been canceled due to changes in the Senate schedule. But again, Senator Ernst is going to be in Wall Lake Wednesday morning at 7:30 a.m. at the Wall Lake Shelter House for a town hall meeting with constituents. Looking elsewhere, the Carroll City Council convenes tonight for its next meeting and will proceed with the regulatory steps necessary for the community's newest housing subdivision near the Carroll Municipal Golf Course, that's known as Golfview. According to City Manager Aaron Koiker, this involves vacating a right-of-way agreement with Carroll County on Northwest Street, as well as rezoning the area from an agricultural region to a low-density residential from A1 to R3, the proposed move there. Koiker says the council has a public hearing on that rezoning scheduled for tonight, which will include input from the Planning and Zoning Commission. During the PNZ's April 10th meeting, a motion to approve the zoning change failed on a 2-6 vote. Koiker says the council has the final say on zoning changes. Still, officials will need to consider the commission's reasons for voting no.
It's a recommendation to council, so council can still do whatever they want, but they take the recommendation of P&Z into account. One of the questions I had in the P&Z meeting was what the reasoning for not approving the rezoning, and their discussion was more on the cost of the project, which is not P&Z's purview. So that's what council's going to have to take into account.
Following the hearing, the council will consider the first reading of an ordinance amendment adjusting the proposed Golfview subdivision's zoning category. Koiker says the council will also look at a separate housing issue during the meeting. The city recently acquired a property at 1114 North Main Street, and they'll review bids from developers to purchase that parcel.
So this property has been a little bit of a nuisance property for a number of years, and the city was going through the what is called the 657A process or the abandoned home process with it. Well, then it ended up going into a foreclosure. So the city contacted the bank, and we purchased the property from the bank rather than go through the entire legal process. And then now we're putting it out to bid. Expectations are that property will get torn down because it is in very poor shape, and then somebody will build on it.
Bids will be opened at tonight's meeting, and the winning bidder will be selected. In order for the sale to proceed, the council must hold a public hearing, which is tentatively scheduled for the May 13th council meeting. Koiker says he'll bring his proposals as well for city action on the communities downtown that are based on recommendations from the Iowa Economic Development Authority's Downtown Resource Center's visit from November of 2023.
The downtown design guide is part of the approval. Also part of this is we want to allocate funds so that we can start doing a larger downtown facade project and projects with going forward. Those are the main focuses of that. Also, we want to set funds aside to do a PR campaign for the city. And that'll also include wayfinding for signs. It'll be the branding for the city, all those good things.
The proposal includes a total appropriation of $315,000 from the local option sales tax fund to go towards the downtown. Around $250,000 will be split between two $100,000 demonstration projects and five $10,000 facade projects. The remaining $65,000 is devoted to marketing services, branding, and wayfinding in the city. Those figures are subject to council approval. Other items on Monday's agenda include the second reading of a city sign code amendment, an Arbor Day proclamation, adjustments to parking regulations on Main Street near Adams Elementary, and as well as an engineering services agreement for sanitary services to the planned Ziegler facility west of Carroll. Tonight's meeting is open to the public and will be live streamed via the city's YouTube channel. The agenda and links to the video are included with this story online. And the Carroll County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to host the public hearing on the county's fiscal year 2025 budget at their meeting coming up in just under 2 hours. The hearing, scheduled to begin at 9:30 a.m. at the Swan Lake Conservation Education Center, allows the public to provide feedback on the county's proposed budget, which includes an urban tax rate of 4.60948 per $1,000 of taxable assessed valuation and a rural tax rate of 7.86428. Following the public hearing, the board will consider final approval of the FY25 budget and a resolution setting elected officials' salaries. The supervisors will also consider an update to an existing 28E agreement with Crawford County for shared environmental health services between the two counties. Other items on today's Carroll County Board of Supervisors agenda include secondary roads reports, end-of-year interfund transfers, and FY25 budget amendment and committee reports. Today's meeting begins at 9 a.m., and the public is invited to attend. A link to the agenda is included with this story on our website. And that is going to be wrapping up your news right here on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.
All right, appreciate the update, Nathan. Once again, you can find all your local news available on the website, the mobile app anytime you want, the Brinks, Exteriors, Radar, you name it. Plus, get the details on an incredibly windy day. You can look that up online, or you can just hang out here because we'll have that full forecast information in moments on KCIM.